So as I was literally digging around, pulling weeds, because I was like, yay, the sun is out, yay. I thought of chaplaincy and how we each have a story or an experience that we share when we talk with one another, something that informs how we communicate, how we relate, how we hear things, and how we share things. And the same goes for preaching. There are stories and experiences that I've lived or outlooks that I've had that shape how I preach, how I relate to the text. And sometimes they build up within me different things that like just need to be preached about. And I was, as I was reading the story of the paraplegic or the infirm man in here in our gospel, I thought about those that have that story that need to be told and haven't had the opportunity for whatever reason, outcast, something that's going on that hasn't allowed them to have that voice, or even that point of they haven't been seen and heard, and they feel powerless against a system that possibly doesn't see value in them. However, which I think is great, that word, however, it's a great transition. We have an equalizer, if you want, not quite like Denzel Washington or whoever the equalizer was in the 70s, but we have Christ on our side. We have the Trinity that lives and surrounds us each and every day that allows us as individuals and as a community to be seen and heard in Christ. And I like this story because it talks of a man that was there for 38 years, just hoping that he would have someone see him and help him make it to the waters to be healed once they were stirred up. And for 38 years, he was probably at that spot. We don't know for sure. It doesn't say how long he was there at the sheep gate. But we know that he was there and that Christ saw him. Christ saw him and said, walked up to him like he does with no fear. No, there's nothing that holds him back when he wants to do something, which I think is great. So Christ walks up to him and says, do you want to be made well? And what a, just like, I don't know, if I was sick or hurting, someone asked me that, I'd be like, yes, please. But the man said to him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the waters are stirred up. And instead of just, you know, like, okay, I'll help you to the waters, Christ is like, stand up, take your mat and walk. Like, just get this done. You're healed. There you go. But I just love that Christ not only sees this man who has been ill, but he heals them in that moment. And that adds a lot of whys that is another sermon of whys. Why is it there? Why is he hasn't just like healed the whole temple? Because we don't know. But what I wanted to focus on is that simple yet impactful statement and that encounter that happens within that moment. The statement of, do you want to be made well? And if so, stand up, take your mat, and go. And then the thought and the questions that develop from that is, what more would it take for us to see those in need of healing? Of course, we can't say, get up, be well. But we can walk beside the person that is hurting in need of healing, whether physically, mentally, spiritually. And we can be that point, that light of Christ for those people. And also emotionally, because I think there's an important part that if one part of us is out of balance, because I believe that we're made up of five parts that are physical, our mental, our emotional, our spiritual and emotional pieces all come together to make us. And when one part is out of whack, then the other parts kind of get out of whack. And I believe that when we see them, when we talk to them, wherever they might be at, it allows them a voice to share their hurts or their concerns with us. And we can say to them, not only do I see you, but God sees you too. God loves you, and God has not abandoned you, but is there still beside you. And to allow those stories that they have, those experiences, to be heard, to see what has shaped them into who they are, and to kind of understand what shapes us also. And for me, it's about that understanding. I think God created us to be curious, to ask questions, that we don't have to stop from our teens or young age to ask those questions, to be bold and to say, I don't understand. And because everyone has a story and they're shaped in some way, and God loves them. God loves us, and it is encouraging not only me, but this congregation to hear and see those that we cross paths with, which is hard at times, because kind of sometimes we have that shield that blocks us from the pain that we may have experienced in the past. However, again, great word, God can restore us and loves us in our imperfection. And I encourage us, as we go into our week, into this month, as we're wrapping up May and going into June, to listen to the stories that we have, that we share as a community, and to try not to react to the emotion that's being displayed, whatever that may be, but to listen and see the bigger picture, the years, the long struggle of being seen or unseen, and then asking us, how has God equipped us? How does God give us grace and sees us in those moments when we think that we might not be seen otherwise? Amen.